Good morning. Okay, it's Tuesday, June the 9th, 169th day of the new year. Joining us this morning is the Executive Director from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Tony Smithers. Hey, guy.
Good morning, Brian.
Oh, boy, you sound like you're next door. If only. This morning, we've got a couple different things we'll be talking about. Funding is always a challenge as we're coming up into a new fiscal year. We'll talk about the status with that. And also, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about Tony's trips. Well, a little bit more business-oriented, perhaps, than what you might be thinking.
Yeah, the other one's none of your business.
Yeah. But it's always your business, right?
That's right, it is.
Yes, okay. Our quote this morning comes from Mark Twain. Wrinkles should merely indicate where smiles have been. How's that? You like that one?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, fine. You're smiling, huh?
I don't smile a lot because I'm not wrinkled.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just old, right? Oh, geez. So let's talk. Last time you were with us, we spent a little bit of time talking about the fact you were going to be going to the Sunset show.
Correct.
And that this was one of the few consumer fairs, if you will, that you go to on a regular basis or on an annual basis. What was it like this year?
Probably the best one we've ever done. And I don't know, but maybe there's a lot of different reasons contributing to that. Obviously, you know, it's going to be a great travel season and people are raring to go. But also, this happens to be the last time the event was going to be held at the current location where it's been since it started. Down in Menlo Park, Sunset has this big, sprawling campus where they've produced the magazine since the beginning. And they're moving. They've sold that up. I guess it's going to become Silicon Valley, and they are moving to Oakland.
Well, that'll be Oakland. There's a big enough footprint there, or are they up in the hills?
Well, actually, their publishing offices are moving to Oakland, and then their test gardens and test kitchens and all that kind of stuff is going to be out in Sonoma.
Oh, really? So it's a little bit closer for you?
It is, and the people who come to it might be, you know, that much closer to coming to Humboldt.
Well, we can hope. KINS, News and Information Times, 819.
If you live here on California's North Coast or on the Curry Coast of Oregon, we're here to help you with things to do and places to see that are not too far from home. If you're visiting our beautiful area, we'll tell you about the events and destinations that will make you want to stay a little longer. What roads to take for spectacular scenery, where to hike in the forests and over the sand dunes, where to ride your bike or paddle a canoe. Coming soon to a radio near you, 790 AM, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 823. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, some of the different challenges that are out there, what was the convention like as far as the foot traffic and the general comments? Were they excited about our area? Were they excited to see you again?
Yeah, they were indeed. And, you know, it's interesting because we've watched this change over the years. This is like the eighth year I've done this show. And it's almost gone from, you know, Humboldt who, to, yeah, we've been thinking of going up there, and okay, we're going to help you plan your trip. The impact, the awareness seems to have just grown. And our, you know, my friend who comes down and does the show with me commented, you know, we're not so much there to sell people as just to remind them.
Okay.
And that's a good place to be. You know, you don't have to be pushy. You just have to be helpful.
Yeah, you kind of smile every once in a while, and more of an update than anything else.
Yeah, and then find out what their particular interest is, and give them that little special inside knowledge. And you know, that's what travel today is all about. Every destination, every property knows that the people are looking for the inside special expert knowledge rather than what's in the guidebooks.
So what's the special insight knowledge that you were providing that we should all be aware of?
Well, it depends on what your interests are. For instance, you know, if someone says, "Well, I'm a mountain biker," and we had a few of those. So then we tell them about the Paradise Royale Trail down in the King Range, because that has been open only a couple of years and it's now rated as one of the most exciting new trails in the West.
Okay, so you'll give them one, or will you try to get them with a whole bunch of different information that they can then go, geez, there's just a lot of cool stuff there?
Yeah, you play it by ear. You know, they're planning a weekend trip or they want a week getaway or whatever, or they got to find something for the kids to do while they're doing their thing.
So multiple recommendations at that point.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of funny. I was thinking, what we're basically being is a visitor center, you know, where people come in and get the information. But we're bringing the visitor center to the market rather than wait for the market to come to us. You know, and that's an exciting idea. If we can figure out how to multiply that many times, then I think we can really make a big impact.
Are consumer shows continuing to be a viable outreach?
Well, the ones that we do are. Obviously, there's been a few that have tried and fizzled. But our general, our sort of touchstone is it in market? You know, is it where people actually who visit Humboldt County come from? And so, you know, Bay Area, definitely, that hits that one. You know, and then also, is the show attracting a very, you know, good clientele? Are they pre-qualified as people who can afford to visit, who have the time to visit, and the interest in visiting?
So the geographic is the primary, though?
Sure, because, as you know, we have something for everybody, for every budget level. And most people see travel as part of their life. They're going to do at least one or two trips a year.
So it's, as you're presenting or having this, I guess, agenda or checklist series or whatever you want to reference it as for the next person, not knowing what it is that they may be asking for, do you try to give them a little bit of everything, or do you try to go deep on a couple of things as you're preparing?
Well, after a while, we kind of get it figured out, and, you know, we know our brand is about the Redwoods, so we always start with the Redwoods. One of the things that we've figured out over the years is that a lot of the different travel destinations are set up with, you know, giveaway prizes and candy on the table and all of this, and we've tried all that, but we've kind of just gotten down to, you know, making that one-to-one contact and having a deep personal conversation. We know we cannot maybe interact with as many people as otherwise we could, but those are very strong, you know, sales experiences. So what we do, our candy is actually eye candy. We have a backdrop that's 10 feet wide and 8 foot tall that is just the Redwood Forest. It's actually Lady Bird Johnson Grove, a great photo by Larry Ulrich. And
it doesn't show the faded signs there, does it?
No.
Look, black and white ladybird from 68. Wow.
Yeah. No, but we have a carpet which is exactly the same color as the trail, and the carpet curves into the trail so that pretty much brings people into the picture, into the booth. And in fact, a lot of people want to take their picture there like that. I'm in the Redwood Forest. So they love doing that. And the most important thing is that we have a right up front of the booth, we have a big map of the county. And, you know, that attracts the guys because, you know, maps are guy magnets. So they always want to look up and say, yeah, where's that place? And, oh, you're, and then that always gives us an entree to start the conversation and find out, you know, what they're looking at and what they're thinking about.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30. We'll be back with more from James.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's that's the decade of difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. So, Tony, was it overall a good trip?
Very much so. And, you know, it was a good capping off to, I think it's 8 years that we've done that show down at the Menlo Park campus, and it's going to be moving to a new place in Sonoma next year, and which is closer to market, so... You know, I think we'll even be better there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It might even be more valuable in the next version.
Well, it's an hour and a half closer, so
yeah,
that can't be bad.
Well, you know, and if you believe the movies, you know, San Andreas, you know, it'll be there next year.
Sure.
Do you have to contend with movie lore much? False presentations, or do people pretty much?
We haven't had that problem so much. Pretty much everything that's been done about Humboldt County has been very positive. And the things that we really, you know, dine out on, so to speak, are the really blockbuster things like Jurassic Park 2, like Star Wars.
So you don't want to be affiliated with like Outbreak, right?
No, even Outbreak is you know, Ferndale looked beautiful.
But they're not concerned about any kind of virus or anything.
No.
They get that fiction part, right?
People know that it's just the movies, Brian.
Good. Now you're starting to sound like that other guy I talked to on Saturday. So as you're looking at this, now, how do you know that it's a success?
Well, there's different ways of doing it. And some years we're better at it than others, depending on how much time we've got to prepare. the classic form of tracking at this kind of direct-to-consumer outreach is to have some sort of offer, some sort of coupon, discount, something that they have to come and present when they redeem it, and then we can discount those and say, okay, well, we had 92 people come up and from that show and you know, got the discount.
Are you someone who fills those in when you guys are out on the road and somebody has something, sign up to win? Do you?
If it's something I want to do anyway, then why not save money on it?
Okay, I've never filled any of those things out, even if it was cruises and things like that, because I know what's the hook. You're going to get either a bucket load of email or a bunch of direct mail garbage that you don't want, or it's being sold on another list out to somebody else, or the risk reward is just not a positive one for me.
Well, it's really funny because, you know, even though we weren't even giving anything away, we still had a sign up there for people to just get our newsletter.
Uh-huh.
And so I came back with hundreds of those things. People just, you know, once you get friendly with them and remind them what a great place we are and invite them to become part of our family, so to speak, you know, to the extent that they're going to get the newsletter and learn and keep informed about what's happening and what's going on, then they're pretty much happy to give you their email address and play along.
Huh. Well, yeah, I guess you must be a nicer guy than I am.
Oh, I definitely am.
Notice I didn't say more attractive because that references the booth and foot traffic. Now, when the Bureau goes on the road for these shows, do you take the same booth, the same mock-up, the same message, the same to everyone for consistency, or do you try to tailor it to the projected audience that's going to be coming through?
We're not going to tailor it to the audience. We do change it over time, though, as the branding matures and gets more developed. So we figured out a while ago it's the Redwood Stupid. So we do have as our main, you know, booth presence is this big, lovely Redwood mural photo. So this year, however, because the Lodging Alliance campaign just launched a month and a half ago, with the Follow the Magic theme and the whole Wonderland theme, we brought some of the graphics that the agency developed and had those in the booth as well. And people actually said, oh, Alice in Wonderland. I saw that ad. And so there was a connection. And, you know, that's marketing gold, because marketing is all about reinforcing with multiple impressions and multiple media your message.
Right, and that's branding.
Yeah, that's the branding.
Without a fire.
Exactly.
Or a piece of iron that.
And so the other sort of, the exciting, the different new thing that's about, about that campaign and about how we're supporting it here at the Bureau is now we're actually sort of come out of the closet and putting the word Humboldt first and foremost in our brand presentation. So we've been using the California's Redwood Coast moniker for the last 10 years. And that was a very good decision, because 10 years ago, whenever we told people we were from Humboldt, all we got were the knowing looks and the smiles and the leers and all that. But now Humboldt is completely rehabilitated, and if there's any connection to cannabis or whatever, it's a positive one. And so we're very pleased that the Lodging Alliance decided to take that direction with the campaign, because we're following suit. What we don't want is to have competing messages out there.
KINS News and Information Times 8:42. We'll be back with more.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, this time of the year, normally when all the government types come through, it's budget, up, down, sideways, that kind of stuff. What is the outlook for the Visitors Bureau for the upcoming cycle?
Well, as I know, and maybe a lot of your listeners know, the Bureau and our destination marketing is primarily funded by the city of Eureka. There's also a big chunk put in by the county of Humboldt. And then, of course, the industry with advertising and what have you, has a big piece of it too. But about a lion's share does come from the city of Eureka. And boy, those folks have got a lot of problems. mostly retirement obligations that they have, et cetera, et cetera. So they had a budget session last week, and it looks like we're going to have to weather a reduction in our funding this coming year.
Is it critical stuff? Is it along the same lines of what we're hearing with the fire and the police and some of the other departments, just kind of the across the board?
A lot of it is across the board. Yeah, they're not singling us out by any means. So for a lot of folks, if you're talking about police and fire versus some more ads in a magazine somewhere, it's really hard to make the case that you got to do the advertising. Even though, if you don't keep marketing, then the bed tax won't keep growing, and there is that virtuous cycle there. So I think they understand that we still need to do what we're doing to keep that part of the economy humming along, and that is the growth part of the economy that we can talk about, that we're pleased with. It doesn't, detract from our environment, et cetera, et cetera. So,
yeah, ROI is always something that's a little challenging for folks when there are cash flow challenges.
Exactly.
Because it's not today's payback, it's tomorrow's.
Yes.
It's going well
right now, so.
Yeah. Will things change because of that, or... I mean, let's say I'm Community X, and so it's not just Eureka or anybody. And if, let's say, I double my investment, does that change the message if I cut it by let's say, by half. Does it change the message, or is everybody kind of in it all together?
Well, it doesn't change the, you know, the tone and the subject of the message, but, you know, it changes the bandwidth. How far can we get that message out? And it really does become a numbers game. You know, we've done the tracking and the analysis to know that if we can get, you know, 10 people onto our website, then X number of them will book a room. So it really becomes a, you know, a challenge to get as much qualified traffic onto the website as possible to get them into the, you know, the feeder, feeding the hopper, as it were.
Oh, you don't like the funnel reference, huh? The wide end of the funnel, yeah.
Yeah, then it's all just it's all conversion from there, and, you know, and of course, doing a great job is the important part, and having great hospitality so they'll come back and tell their friends about us.
Yeah, the experience and the return is always even more challenging to track.
Well, and then we're all about promotion here at the Bureau, and we're also aware, however, that marketing is also about the product, and so that's everyone's job in the county to make sure that our product continues to be good and gets better.
Sounds like there's more to come. Thanks for coming by, sort of.
My pleasure. See you next time.
Okay, thanks, Tony. Bye-bye. We've been Talking Shop with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. So then go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.